It's Tuesday, November 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. All the stats pointing more towards cloud SaaS domination, and a new Portuguese law gives ideas for employee perks. This is the Business of Tech. Let's do an industry stat roundup. The results from Tech Republic Premium surveys found that SMBs are still using an array of internal servers, cloud servers, hybrid cloud servers, and SaaS for their IT and business needs. Yet, in 2021, 46% said they rely on on-premise systems, a decrease from last year's response of 63%. This isn't a surprise, as businesses must improve access and collaboration for remote-based employees. Survey results also show that 26% of respondents use more than one cloud service, an increase from the 17% reported in 2020. And 43% said they will tighten their budgets due to COVID-19. Although this is still relatively high, it's a decrease from last year when 62% forecasted budget changes. A survey of 2,834 subscribers to the Programming and Infrastructure and Ops newsletters published by O'Reilly Media find that nearly half of respondents plan to migrate 50% or more of their workloads to the cloud in the coming year. Just over half of respondents, 55%, are also still running workloads on traditional on-premises infrastructure, but nearly half of respondents are now pursuing a cloud-first strategy. After questioning around 9,300 IT workers, Skillsoft found that 76% of IT leaders have skills gaps in their departments, an increase of 145% since 2016. More than half of IT leaders are claiming these skills gaps are adding stress to organizations, with 36% saying skills gaps are preventing them from business objectives, and 42% saying it's stopping them from meeting expected quality objectives. And one detail from Gartner I missed yesterday. The cloud market, sustaining its momentum, is projected to reach $474 billion in global revenue next year, up 16% from 2021. And Gartner research shows 25% of SaaS is underutilized or overdeployed. And in another Gartner report, the analyst says that shadow IT is declining, replaced by SaaS, sanctioned by IT, or approved by the business unit. The concept? Business-led IT. Why do we care? So, story. SMBs are still using a mess, but it's changing, down nearly 20% in a year. All sources today, and Gartner yesterday, point to more and more cloud workloads. Budgets may not be generous, but coupled with a skills gap, that might be unrealistic. And best of all, this cloud SaaS push is solving the shadow IT problem, which I was never convinced was really a problem for the business anyway. Shadow IT is caused by a failure of those responsible for IT, not of the business. If technology departments, internal or external, aren't solving the problem, the business isn't going to sit around and wait. I'm a bit of a broken record this week. Cloud, cloud, cloud. It's the disconnect I see between what a lot of providers are talking about and where I see the market that's causing that noise to grow. I was asked recently about contract strategies, and it exposes one of those disconnects. If a provider is pricing based on per-device approaches, well, that ignores the most important element of SaaS. Sure, maybe it's implied, but implied sure isn't cloud first. It's that disconnect I'm thinking about a lot recently. A new law in Portugal. It's now illegal for bosses to text or email employees after work, except in exceptional circumstances. There are penalties for companies that disturb the privacy of staff or their families, and employers must compensate staff for work-related expenses at home. At least every 2 months, staff should meet with their supervisors in order to prevent worker isolation. The parliament there did not adapt a right to disconnect, which would have allowed employees to turn off work devices and messaging apps after hours. Why do we care? EU listeners care because I don't expect this to be the last. There's a certain logic to protecting workers' rights there. US listeners may be dismissive, and so I want to offer an idea. Why not make this policy? You don't need a law to make a good policy, and in a competitive labor market, why not do this? Codifying sensible policies and being clear about them is a perk. There's no dishonor in borrowing great ideas. When it comes to delivering cybersecurity services to your client, there's a lot to consider, and even more at stake. Firewalls and antivirus don't provide enough protection, and adding more tools to an already complex tech stack is expensive and difficult to manage. The Field Effect Partner Momentum Program and their award-winning security portfolio solves these issues by enabling MSPs to deliver complete cybersecurity protection, unlock new revenue streams, simplify operations, and stand out from the competition. Learn more and connect with the Field Effect team today by visiting fieldeffect.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.